from the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report providing a status update on the 2013 Plan of Correction for the Behavioral Health Division. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Madam Chair, this report simply outlines the course of activities since October 18th of 2012 when the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services informed Milwaukee County that they were going to terminate the hospital's participation in Medicare program due to non-compliance with federal conditions. As you can see from the report, those deficiencies were corrected. Since that time, the hospital has cooperated with all the DHS state monitoring visits, and as you can see from the last bullet point item, there were lots of them. Another monitoring visit did happen the week of April 15th. That was a full comprehensive CMS survey. There were eight surveyors looking at the hospital operations and records and things for a week. We have not heard the results of that survey yet. They have not sent any feedback about their findings. I think it is fair to say that there are no serious findings, or they would have told us that at the time of their visit.
Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Colon, you know this has been a very interesting time, particularly about this hospital. And there are some things that you are trying to implement that I'm against of actually closing it. And I'm concerned about, we have April 15th, we have a status from the state, and we have not received any information back from them. Have you contacted them and asked them where are we headed? Because the bottom line is we can continue to put money into a facility to bring it to standards. And are we putting the money actually in the building, or are we throwing the money somewhere else?
Madam Chair, Supervisor, we have committed a lot of money to the behavioral health complex in terms of providing updates to the facilities and other enhancements to improve services there. So there's been a substantial amount of money invested for that. As it relates to the state, basically what Administrator Eilers has mentioned, we haven't received any further information from them on what exactly they're going to provide us with in their report. So we're just waiting for that. We'll obviously rise to the occasion, and if there's any corrective actions we need to take, we'll take those as we have done in the past.
Mr. Colon,
if I could just add, Madam Chair, Supervisors, just for a point of clarification, this the full CMS survey that came in April was on the acute service. It was not on the long-term care service.
Okay.
So,
can you tell me what they was looking for since it's the acute? Because I'm on the misunderstanding, because the report is talking about the chairs responding to a paper article, so a newspaper article. So in other words, if that's the case, can you tell me exactly what they're looking for and what some of the issues
Absolutely.
That they told you? Because that's not in the report. This is a very vague report. So
yeah, at the time that the report was written, they hadn't been there yet.
Okay.
So there was no way of knowing we didn't even know if they were coming.
Okay.
What the typical procedure is for full surveys is they are unannounced. Mm-hmm. So we certainly were not anticipating a full CMS survey.
And actually, I'm sorry, I don't want to cut you off, but we're discussing the survey now, and we should not be doing that. What we should be doing is discussing, and I want to echo your sentiment. I do believe this is a very vague report. What this committee asked for was a report regarding an outstanding statement of deficiency out at BHD. So what I'd like to hear from you right now is, where are we with that deficiency? How soon are we going to get that tied up, and what is it that we need to do in order to get that closed? Because prior to that newspaper article coming out, I was not aware that there was still a statement of deficiency open. And so this report, again, was a wonderful timeline. I'm sure the new members appreciated, you know, the trip back down memory lane. But I've actually been here all that time, so I'm overly familiar with what brought us to where we are. And so what I had hoped to see in this report is, why are we still there? So I'm sorry. So if we can just address the report and not talk about the survey, we can definitely schedule that for next time. But we did not notice that we would be discussing that, so I want to make sure that we're remaining germane to the subject that's before us.
I apologize to you for bringing that up. I didn't know that Madam Chair is going to cut me off that way. But to stay with you where we was going, let's get to that report.
Okay. Madam Chair, Supervisors, really, they're all related. The CMS, the full CMS survey, was a continuation of the, I guess part of it is what we believe is going to occur. We haven't heard this definitively as yet, but we believe that full CMS survey, once that is concluded and whatever the results of that are addressed, we believe that the state will conclude their oversight. It's kind of a culmination as of the writing of this report. It remained open. The state remained open. In fact, it was our belief, as Chairman West indicated, that it was not open. We believe we were on a monitoring status. We did not believe that we had open citations with the state, and have apparently since discovered that we indeed were. It was open. We believe now that as a result of this full CMS audit that will be closed. At least that's our hope.
Just go back about open. When they put that in writing so that they monitor, because we have an ongoing issue, and versus just say this, was that put in writing to them?
They did put in writing in December that because of the deficiencies, they would continue to monitor. Mm-hmm. And so then they came, you know, in December, they came three times in January, twice in February, twice in March, and once in April before they all came again.
Ms. Eilis, when they came, did they give you a report and say these are some of the things that they had concerns about?
On those visits?
Yes.
They said things were corrected.
Did they put it in writing?
I don't believe so.
We received a notification from the state on November 1st. That's the second bullet of this report, that the state revisit found that the deficiencies which led to our federal termination action have been corrected.
Okay.
So we, based on that wording, made the assumption that our citations had been corrected at the state level as well as the federal level. Apparently what that means is that it's only the federal actions have been corrected, that the state remained open. We were not. That's not something that was apparent to us at that time.
We've been going down a slippery slope with this issue for quite a while. Madam Chair, I'm just.
Thank you. So is it your opinion that the reason why we have this statement of deficiency that's been left open is so that the state can continue to come back and monitor our progress?
It is
so
not,
they're,
yes.
Okay. So they're really not coming back to say you haven't corrected this or this still remains outstanding? Because the reports that I've received both from Director Colon and former Director Lucy were that when we have these visits, that we've come out with a clean bill of health.
Absolutely.
And they have not recited us for different things.
Exactly.
Okay, so that being the case, then you're telling us that there's really nothing that we can do as Milwaukee County, as BHD, to get this closed. It's just a matter of them leaving it open again to have access to the building.
It doesn't have to be open for them
right.
to have access to the building.
Okay.
And they can come in whenever they want. They considered the citations corrected and wanted to assure that those corrections were maintained.
Okay.
And that is what those nine or eight visits, however many there were, concluded, that those citations remained corrected.
Okay.
And we believe believe that as a result of the full, extremely intensive survey that will now have come to a close once the report is received.
Supervisor Mayo, and then Supervisor Mayo.
Will we have the status report of this last visit, April 15th? You call it a CMS status for the next month, so we actually know what they're looking for. And also, if it's open, can you put that in the report to say that even though it's open, they just want to keep monitoring to make sure that we are doing the corrective action during this whole process? Because I'm confused. You need to call them or ask them, can they actually put things? Everybody keeps saying you want to make this like a business. Mm-hmm. How can you going to have a stigma over you and you don't know exactly what they're looking for?
We'll get it. We will absolutely get it. We're required by law to receive it. So we'll get it, and I'm anticipating it should be very shortly.
All right. Thank you.
And if I could, I don't want to belabor the issue, but when a full CMS audit comes in, they look at everything.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't looking at the incidents that led to the citations initially. They look at everything. They look at the cleanliness of your janitor closet. They look at do you have pudding that's expired in your refrigerator? They look at absolutely everything. So that's the type of survey that we went through.
It's just like OSHA. And they come
exactly
in for one thing,
right.
They go for everything else.
Everything.
Okay. Thank you. All right. And as long as we have this opportunity and we're wrapping up really early here today, I just want to take this opportunity. There was some confusion. Ms. Eilers had done an op-ed piece.